OFM, Lovebone News.
I am Dayton Bison with your main agriculture stories. The Free State Department of Agriculture will be receiving a conditional grant of 6.3 million rand. This was made known on Friday morning when the Provincial MEC for Finance, Khadija Baran, tabled the 2021-22 adjustment appropriation budget for the province. Baran stated that this amount is part of a total amount of 208.4 million rand, which was allocated for conditional grants that were approved to be rolled out into the current financial year.
We urge all departments that receive these rollovers to expedite spending of these funds as well as the implementation of the current projects and programs without further delays.
The MEC further stated that agriculture in the Free State still shows potential for growth.
MEC Ngangisa, agriculture still shows potential for growth in the province. Therefore, it is critical to direct more investment to this sector so as to stimulate growth and support to emerging and young farmers. Focused investment that targets promotion on agro-processing, agri-parks and export of agricultural products that should and must be promoted.
The fresh produce market is currently receiving between 2,500 and 5,000 watermelons per day. Some traders in Bloemfontein and the Free State have indicated that the season started off slow due to unseasonal cold and wet weather in October and November, which led to a lower supply of watermelons for this time of the year. However, Danini Erasmus, editor of Farmers Weekly, explains that demand has picked up and supply is also starting to come through from the northern parts of the country.
Ian Wepenaar, who is the director for the central region at Subtropico Market Agents, says that producers in Swartwater, Motimoli and Lepalali planted a lot of watermelons this season and they are expecting double the volumes from this region compared to last year. So after the slow start, it looks like it is going to be a very good season for watermelons.
At the Northern Cape Department of Agriculture has appealed to landowners in the province to allow the department's brown locust controllers access to their farms. This comes as 37 small towns in the province reported outbreaks. Porvader in the Namakwa district and Hannover and Aar in the Pixley-Kaseme district are deemed to be brown locust hotspots. The department says in a statement that reports of the outbreak started after the Northern Cape received good rainfall in October. MEC Mazi Malapole is also requesting that farmers and the public report swarms because if locusts are not controlled, most of the grazing land and vegetation will be lost. The department has so far trained 1,034 people to control swarms in the province. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Lees meer op ofm.co.za en laai die gratis ofm toep af vir die jongste nuusflitse. Ofm News, en pas met jou wêreld.